Arizona's Kyrsten Sinema showing the White House advisors her bipartisan plan, $1.2 billion over 8 years to cover roads, water, broadband, and fire prevention.
The group of senators working together in this bipartisan way represents the vast majority of folks across this country who want to see people put aside their party differences and get stuff done.
Get stuff done. Chuck Todd, who is NBC News' political director and the moderator of Meet the Press, joins us now. And Chuck, she's not even halfway into year three of her first term. But you really have to consider Kyrsten Sinema a leader in the Democratic Party, even if she's not technically in leadership, don't you?
Well, absolutely. When you're in a 50-50 Senate, though, it's a reminder that anybody, if you play your cards right, learns how to be a leader, right? Because you can be the decisive vote. I mean, you know, it's funny how this happens, right? If Democrats win three more Senate seats in 2020, are we talking about this? Or if Republicans win one Georgia seat, you know, is Kyrsten Sinema or Joe Manchin, you know,
totally
at the center of this action at the same time? So I do think circumstances are helping it. But I also think she has said it herself. She has a role model. And she decided who her role model is, and it's John McCain. And this is the, you know, John McCain, you know, you want to be an effective senator, you put yourself in the middle of everything. That was John McCain's genius, okay? And it used to drive some people crazy. Sometimes it drove people on the right crazy. Sometimes it drove people less crazy. It's like wherever you look, John McCain somehow was a part of whatever the deal was going on. Healthcare, foreign policy, you know, you name it. And I think that Sinema, I think she views that, number one, that that's how she ran her campaign. And she did. She said she wanted to be. I remember when she was asked if she was a proud member of the Democratic Party, it was something like, well, I guess I'm a member of the party.
Right.
It was something like that, right?
Yeah, you know,
she tried to send the message that I'm going to be an independent. So on that score. So I think in that sense, she is exactly who she is, performing in office exactly the way she ran for it.
You know, it's interesting because some of my Republican friends, and, you know, I worked as a political consultant for a while here. I've known Kyrsten Sinema for a long time. She used to be a member of the Green Party. So a lot of Republicans were saying, hey, here's how it's going to work. The first 2 years, she's going to be moderate. Then she's going to go super lefty for the next 2 years and then bring back to being moderate so she can get reelected. It's not working out that way at all.
No, it's not. And, you know, it's very interesting to watch her on that front. And I think it's, in many ways, I actually think she's following in the footsteps of the tradition of sort of Arizona senators to not be as predictable as perhaps partisans want to try to make them.
All right, Chuck Todd, President Biden met with Russian leader Vladimir Putin on Wednesday. Afterwards, here's what he says.
I said, your generation and mine are about 10 years apart. This is not a kumbaya moment, as he used to say back in the 60s in the United States, like, let's hug and love each other.
Okay, but there was definitely no love and hugging for the press corps from Biden afterwards. Is that surly tone from him an indication that he didn't get anything he wanted from Putin?
Yeah, well, here's the thing. We're going to find out in about 3 months. I mean, I think let's judge this by the next hack. I mean, I hate to be, you know, when is it? How is it? Right? You know, clearly a message was attempted to be sent in that two-on-two meeting, right, when it was just Biden and Blinken and Putin and Lavrov. Did whatever threat Biden laid out there, like, look, you know, it isn't going to be just sanctions anymore, or whatever it is that he may have said to him, right? And it's our reporting is that, you know, he supposedly made it clear of new consequences. You know, the test is going to be, did Putin listen? Now, what's the pattern in practice is what? Putin hears these warnings from an American president, and then he says, all right, I'm going to test it. And we've had four previous presidents who all, you know, didn't quite, well, let's just hit him with sanctions and all of this stuff. You know, to me, the real test of whether this summit was successful or not, we're really not going to know for 3 to 6 months. You know, does it curtail his behavior? And if he does try something, does Biden actually bloody his nose?